I want us to look to Psalm 4, and I just want to share just a few thoughts with you this evening. And I know they're preparing the things for the Sundays, and so we'll be going down in just a little while, but I just want to share. I know this is Labor Day weekend. A lot of folks are traveling. A lot of things are planned, and so I just want to spend a little time with you this evening. And the title of this message is "The Peace of the Believer." The peace of the believer. Let's begin reading with verse 1 of Psalm 4. The Bible says, "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasings?" Selah. "But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in all and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased." In verse 8 is our text verse tonight. It says, "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the time that we have. We thank you for each one that's here. We thank you for those that are viewing. We think about the situations that is going on in this world, and Lord, we just pray for peace. But Lord, we know the only peace that there's going to be is that people look to thee. So Father, I pray that you'll help us be the light, the example, the testimony that people will ask, how do you have peace during this time? And our testimony is, we look to you. So, Father, I pray that you help us tonight. We ask your blessings. We pray for those that are struggling, those that's on our prayer list. Lord, those that are lost, there's many that don't know Christ. So, Father, I pray that you'll touch those hearts. Help me tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to begin our message tonight, and by way of introduction, by reading Isaiah 26:3. The Bible says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." You know, I think that's the key to peace, and that is first, knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior, but second, keep our focus and our mind on him. Because he is the one, he is the giver of peace. We think of him as being the comforter because there's turmoil all around us. And so God is our source of constant peace in a very wicked world. A world that is in turmoil, a world that has a lot of troubles, but yet for the believer, for those that know Christ, we can find peace. But we need that daily walk with him. You see, the pressures of life are great. You know, I talk to individuals all the time, and I see the pressures in life, and you know, they're looking for some type of escape. You know, I was mentioning this morning about the two individuals that I heard talking and the fact that they have on their mind, you know, that they just want to immerse themselves in the gaming world. And whether you believe it or not, or whether you know it or not, that is a very big thing nowadays, because it's a distraction. And it's almost like those that are involved so heavily and so deeply in that, it's like they're immersing themselves in there to, it's almost like they're trying to get out of their current situation. And they're not concerned about anything but that world. And there's a whole, what I would consider, there's a whole inner world just in the gaming system. And there's a lot of money, and there's a lot of revenue, and there's a lot of money spent just for this purpose. And of course, you know, you've been around a long time, and of course, you know that drugs and alcohol and all those things are you know, just a constant turmoil, just a constant thing that people are looking to find peace. So we know that there's turmoil. We know that there's problems. We know that there's, you know, that there's things out there and that people are hungry for peace. But in reality, they're looking in the total wrong places. You see, we need to look to the giver of peace, which is Jesus Christ. And we as believers, we are a testimony of that peace. We're a testimony of that peace. If I was to break down this psalm that we just read to you just a few moments ago, let me give you just a few hurriedly thoughts here. It's just kind of the introduction here. But in verse 1, God relieves distress. And when our distress is relieved, we have peace. The latter part of verse 1, God grants mercy. What a relief. Mercy. You know, I'm so grateful tonight that I don't have to worry about my past. Now, sometimes we might visit our past and our past decisions only as a reminder that God forgave through the Lord Jesus. Because there's some that is living with their past, and there's some that saying, how would he ever forgive me? How would he forgive me for my past sins or the decisions that I made? And how would he forgive me? He does. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But you see, there's some that's living with their past mistakes and they can't get over it. They're constantly carrying that burden of past decisions. We shared with you a message recently about the woman at the well, and we look at her life, and if we was to analyze her life, you would see someone that made a lot of mistakes. You would see someone that made some bad choices. And let me say this, she wasn't the only one that made the bad choices. But yet when she met Jesus at the well, her life changed. Her life changed. So God grants mercy and we see peace. God hears our prayers. And if we was to give a testimony tonight, just simply thanking God for hearing and answer our prayers. You know, there's been times that I've gone into the unknowns in life and I've prayed and I can just feel his presence. You see, that's peace. That's peace. Verse 5, trusting God leads to peace. Trusting in him leads to peace. Because our trust is in him. Our trust is not in things. Our trust is not in individuals. But our trust is in Jesus, which gives peace. God gives joy, which is peace. Having that joy in your heart. And I know that you, as well as I, have visited bedsides of individuals that have already gone on to be with the Lord. And how many times have you gone to try to be a blessing to them and you leave blessed because of that peace that they have? You see, that's Jesus. You see, that's Him. And then we see how that God gives safety, which is peace. You see, the world is looking for peace in a lot of different ways. And I shared with you just a few moments ago, but let me call it self-indulgence. The world is looking for peace with that self-indulgence. That's why when we look out and the thought is everything goes, but it's not based upon what the Bible says. Because what was sin is still sin. And that's where the world is having their problems. And then some will look towards religion of the do's. You do this and you do that. And you're looking for peace in religion. There was an individual that I know in years gone by, and he knew he was missing something. And he knew that his heart just wasn't, he was struggling, and he was looking for that peace. And so he started attending a church, and so the first thing that they asked him when he started attending was, "We'd like you to be a member." And so he joined the church, but yet he wasn't saved. And he was hoping that joining this church would give him that peace, but yet it was only short-lived. You see, joining the church is important, but joining the church isn't peace. You must know Jesus Christ to have that peace. You must know Him as your personal Savior to have that peace. And then some are looking to philosophies. You know, it's a major thing when it comes to philosophies. But if you do much studying at all about some of the philosophies and some of the ideas, they're ultimately ideas that are repeating themselves, just presented in a different way. I've been around the place that I work. I've been around there for 37 years. And I kind of shake my head because some of the newcomers will say, "Hey, I've got an idea." And I want to tell them, "Well, we tried that about 25 years ago." It's just a new presentation of the same idea. And that's what philosophy is. You know, man repeats himself a lot. And you look and you can actually, if you really analyze the philosophy in man, we see how that it's repeated. But we know tonight the only peace is the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we think of all the different types of ideas and minds and all those type of things, all because people are looking for peace. Well, verse 8 tells us that I will both lay me down in peace and sleep for thou. Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. There's a lot of animals, and we like dogs, and we in our time that we've been together, Darla and I've been married 34 years, and we've had two that are rescues. And so one thing that we learned in rescuing is the first month they're trying to kind of figure you out because they've been in turmoil. They've been in the shelters and they've had a hard life and so on. And then the second month they start feeling just a little better. And then we were doing some reading, it's been some years back, and if I remember this correctly, and if I'm wrong, just kind of take it as the idea of what I'm getting ready to apply. But on the third month, when a dog will lay down at your feet and face in the opposite direction, then that dog has peace. They're not afraid of the surroundings. In other words, they're not afraid of you. And they know that they're at home and they know they're at peace. Well, consider how the world is living. Consider the sleepless nights. Consider the turmoil that is the anxiety, the anger. You know, I've never seen a time where people are so angry. You go out in public and you smile at somebody and they growl at you. There's just so much turmoil in people's lives and they're not at peace. It's almost like they're looking around to see what's going to happen next. But when we're in Jesus and we focus in Him, the Bible says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. When you're in peace, then you can rest. You can rest. So I want to give you three thoughts tonight, taken from this psalm, and I'm going to share a few verses with you. But let's look at three things tonight about peace and having that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The first, there must be a provision of peace. There must be a provision. For us to have peace, then we must understand, where does it come? Where does it come from? Where does peace come from? We can talk about peace all day long, but yet not have peace. Romans 5 verse 1, the Bible says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. How? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. You must have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You must have, you accept Him by faith. And we have that peace with God. How? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, there's a common denominator in there. There's a common denominator in having peace, and that common denominator is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. You see, we have peace through salvation. Christ promised peace to those that He left behind. He was the giver of peace in John 14, 27. We won't read that, but John 14:27 says, I'm going to leave you peace. You see, we have that peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we look back in those days when there was a great hatred for the church. And those followers of Jesus Christ went through some tough days. And they didn't know, many were thrown into prison. Many were beaten. And I can't help but think of Paul and in Acts chapter 16. I can't help but think of the fact that they preached and they healed and they were beaten and they were thrown into prison. But yet at midnight, they sang. How did they do that? How could they have that peace to where they were singing hymns and singing praises? Because they knew the giver of peace. You see, if we're looking to anything else for peace, we're going to always come up short. We must look to the Lord Jesus Christ, and there must be that relationship with Him. There must be that relationship with Him. Colossians 1:20, the Bible says, and having made peace, notice, through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. You see, there's peace through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's peace through Him. And that blood must be applied. I appreciate the song that was sung, I believe it was during our offering. And I love that song because it talks about the blood that was applied. You see, that's the giver of peace. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that's how we have that peace. So there's a provision of peace, and the provision of peace is Jesus. And if you're looking to anything else, or there's and you don't have Jesus in your life, then I'll tell you firsthand, you'll never have the peace. You'll never have the peace. If you're looking to anything else, or you're looking to any other way, or you're looking to, every January people will make New Year's resolutions, and I don't know if you made any this year, but we're now getting ready to, tomorrow we're going into the month of September, And so if you made some New Year resolutions, you've only got just a few more months left to see if they're true. But you know, life is not about turning over a new leaf. You know, life is not about, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to get up and I'm going to, I'm going to have a good day. You know, we talk about it sometimes at work and of individuals, and we talk about, let's have a good day today. But you know, it's not necessarily up to us whether we have a good day. Now it's up to us how we respond to the day. How we respond to it. Because there can be turmoil in every hand, but how you respond to those things will dictate whether you have a good day. But the most important thing is that you have Jesus. That's how you have a good day. Even in the midst of turmoil and strife and all the things that's going on, if you don't have Jesus Christ in your heart, I will tell you, you won't have a good day. But if you know Jesus and that provision of peace, knowing Jesus, that's the provision, then I believe that no matter what goes on, you can have a good day. Second, there's a promise of peace. There's a promise of peace. I want to read to you just a couple of verses in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 4. And this was when Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. And this was during the temptation of Jesus when the devil was tempting him. And in verse 8, I want to take you to one of the statements that the devil made in was tempting him with. In verse 8 says, "And again the devil taketh him up into the exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him," this is the devil saying to Jesus, "and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Now, it's almost like the devil is saying, I'll give you everything, I'll give you peace, if you fall down and worship me. And then notice what Jesus' response is in verse 10. It says, "Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." You see, that's where we have our peace. It's not in this world. It's not in what the world offers. But our peace is in the Lord Jesus Christ and worshiping our Lord. Worshiping our Lord. Sometimes we get lured into something that sounds good, but it's not true. It's not true. Used to, I don't hear as much about it as used to, but here again I'm kind of dating myself, but there used to be this publisher's clearinghouse that you would get in the mail, and all you had to do is sign these things, and then you were going to be the winner, and then it comes again the next year, and then it comes again the next year. You see, that's just the idea. That's just the idea that if you do this, you get this. When I was growing up, I was young, so I guess that it was some kind of a timeshare kind of thing, or selling of property, but they would give you kind of a key. And then if you went to this place or set an appointment to get this place and this tour, then they would give you something, and the key would either be, a new car, or the key would be some kind of gift. And I remember growing up, we went up to the mountains. We lived down east, and they got this thing in the mail, and my parents actually went, and I just remember when they put the key in, they got a crock pot. So. I just remember that. But you see, God has promised peace to who? Who has He promised peace to? Those who were in Christ. That's how we get our peace. Let me give you four things right here during this point, which are subpoints, but that is this. Those who are in Christ, John 16:33, those who are in Christ, that peace begins with relationship. It begins with relationship, having that relationship with Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, those who love God's word, Psalm 119 verse 165, and that is fellowship. Spending time with Him in His word brings fellowship. It brings fellowship. Number three, those who trust in God, Isaiah 26:3, those who trust in God speaks of dependence. Dependence. And then number four, those who pray, which is in Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, and that is casting our burdens, praying. So for us to have peace, it begins with relationship. For us to continue in peace, there must be a fellowship, fellowship with the Lord. Those, number three, those that continue in peace, we must have a dependence and trust in God no matter what comes our way. We must have a trust. We must have a trust. And number three, when things do come our way, we must cast them to Him. That's that prayer. Pray without ceasing. So relationship, fellowship, dependence, and casting is a way to peace. A way to peace. That's how we can lay our heads down at night and sleep. Because we trust Him. We trust Him. And then number three tonight, there must be an action in peace. There must be an action in peace. Mark chapter 5, verse 9, the Bible says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Blessed are the peacemakers. I believe that we need more peacemakers. We that are in Christ. You see, that's what separates us from the world. The world is full of anger. The world is full of turmoil. The world is full of anxieties. The world is full of all these things. But who is the giver of peace? The Lord Jesus Christ. Who is our relationship with? The Lord Jesus Christ. Who is the one that we can cast our burdens to because He cares for us? Jesus Christ. You see, that speaks of that relationship. And now we put that into action as we're to be lights to this world. We put that in action. And how can we be the peacemakers? How can we do this? We can tell them about Jesus. We can give them the gospel. And we know the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, simply interacting with people. Interacting with people. You know, there's nothing like talking to someone nowadays. There's nothing like talking to someone who just seems like they have it together. In other words, what I'm trying to say is someone that, although there's so much turmoil, you can talk to them and they smile at you. Or they say thank you. You know, there's just not much of that anymore, it doesn't seem like. And I just wonder sometimes if there's not so much, there's not as much of that. You know, I was raised, when my parents raised me, they would always say thank you. Say thank you. Or you know, opening the door for someone or helping someone. You know, that is the perfect way to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a perfect way to encourage someone who's having a bad day. Simply smiling at them. Now, I know that there's going to be some that look at you and they're going to think, well, what do you got to smile about? And we understand that. But what a perfect opportunity to shine for Jesus with that peace that you have in your heart. That peace that you have in your heart. Supporting your loved ones. Fellowshipping with each other. Fellowshipping with the body of Christ. Just encouraging one another. Asking each other how we're doing. you know, just simply fellowshipping with another, with one another. And that's the action of our peace. And then, looking to God for our trust and our safety. For our trust and our safety. That's what verse 8 is telling us. That I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. And then I think of another one, and that's simply pleasing the Lord. You know, just living like we should live, making the right decisions, praying a lot, seeking Him, seeking His direction. You see, peace tonight begins with the Lord. Peace tonight begins with the Lord. Peace doesn't begin with things. Peace doesn't begin with people. Peace doesn't begin with places. Peace doesn't begin with circumstances, because all four of those things, things, people, places, circumstances, do you know every one of those things can change? Every one of those things can change in a moment's notice, but I promise you, Jesus Christ will never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You see, that's where our peace comes. With peace, there is rest. With peace, there is rest. And we must look to the peace giver, which is in Jesus. Which is in Jesus. Let's pray tonight. Our Father, we thank You for the peace that we can have in Jesus Christ. With all the turmoil, with all the things that's happening in this world, with all the hatred, wars, so many things can destroy a person if we focus on those things. Help us, Lord, tonight to focus on You, the peace giver. Help us to have that fellowship. Help us to have that peace that passes all understanding. Father, there's a lot of things that may come our way in life. But Lord, no matter what comes our way, we know that we can face them with the peace that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. As we have this invitation tonight, Lord, if You've spoken to hearts, we do thank You for all that You do for us. But if You've spoken to hearts, Lord, that's maybe struggling, Lord, I pray that they'll come and seek You, the one that can give peace in the turmoil that we're in, living in this world. Bless this invitation, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.